Hello, and thank you for tuning in. Welcome to our raw, spicy, and juicy podcast, Outspoken! You will not be disappointed.
Hello, we're back again.
Hello.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, mate.
Yeah, not too bad, you know. Not too bad, just doing my little, like, mash and peas. Is that what people do?
Sausage
and mash.
Yeah, bangers on mash.
Do you know what I mean? The little pie, do you know what I mean?
It's G to the I to the A. Woo! Tabasco.
Wow, I like that energy.
And who's this little pretty girl next to me?
Oh, it's Siobhan Watson. Party, man. We had the party next door, right?
Literally.
You are literally the party next door.
Literally.
Honestly.
Hey, thanks for tuning in.
Thanks
Welcome
for tuning again.
To Outspoken. basically, we're changing things up today.
Yeah.
New things. So,
man.
Basically, headlines, because of the suggestion of Shivlet, she has suggested that headline should go first. So, I'm going to give you guys the Tetley tea.
Woo! I'm ready.
What's been happening in the blogs.
I'm ready. Let me sip my water.
Just sip. So, Stephen Fry has revealed that he's got cancer.
Yeah, I saw prostate cancer.
But, I don't know. I'm getting him mixed up with the Top Gear guy. But
no,
I thought I was supposed to hate him, but I don't.
No, you're thinking of Jeremy Clarkson. Jeremy Clarkson, he's a knobhead sometimes. But Stephen Fry, he's all right still. I feel like it was a bit like in your face.
He just came out of nowhere. He's like our national treasure, like one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just literally like came out of nowhere. Yeah, guys, I've got cancer.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like it was a case of the way he said, you know what actually made me feel a bit triggered?
Yeah.
When he was like, I know you're gonna look at me and think, oh my god, this guy has cancer. And I thought, all right, I get it, but calm down. Like, people are suffering. Loads of people are suffering. Not the only one. I'm not saying he can't come out and speak about it, of course, but there's so many people suffering with this. You're not the only... I don't know. For me, at that point,
do you know what baffles me when rich people get cancer, yeah? How did they not, like... And especially when it's, like, level 4, like, when it's aggressive cancer. How did they not detect it?
No,
I would think you're
exactly.
rich, so you had, like... A doctor by your side.
You know what, yeah? I don't even blame you for thinking that.
Yeah.
So when I think about the way the Queen's medical and her husband's medical care is, yeah?
Right.
It's top
premium.
Notch. Premium! I think they get injected with silver. They get injected with silver and gold in their
Literally.
Blood. Because I get what you mean by that, yeah. But maybe some people, they live life where they just
it's
don't
mad,
even
isn't it?
Yeah, take notice. So, we pray for his recovery anyway.
Innit?
Definitely.
So Ashley Cole has had a baby. Now,
he's had a baby.
But you know what? I don't like this guy from when he was messing around with Cheryl Cole. Now she's mad and she's dating one toddler.
Late. Now she can't even handle her
she's
life.
She's having a kid with one toddler.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's just too much.
Yeah,
like,
it's too much.
Even when, like,
it's too
you
much.
Can tell their relationship is just on the brink.
It's
going to break up very soon. Because he's too damn young.
He's
at 24, you don't know shit.
Yeah, he's too
young. And at 30,
young.
You do know shit.
Exactly.
You know better than to be going for a younger guy.
For real.
Do you know what
real.
I mean? Especially a guy like him. You know, honestly, when it comes to celebs, I don't feel like they develop like us. Like,
it's different.
They're still a bit... They've still got that adolescent side
because
to them.
Some of them thought they didn't get an adolescent.
Right.
Like,
right.
So they feel like, I've got to live now kind of thing. And it's
exactly.
hard for them because they haven't had that childhood,
teenage
life.
So she's with a toddler.
Yeah.
She's literally
serious,
with a toddler. So I think from when he messed her up, she's fucked up.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think the Fernando Fanini, like we said last
week,
I think he was like, I think for her, that must have been the one where she thought, okay, it's solid.
It's done. And then it ended up being trash.
So it's sad.
Yeah.
But then who's he had the baby with? This coal man.
I didn't check, you know.
Is it? Don't worry.
Next week,
don't worry. We'll find pictures and see what the baby looks like. Okay. Well, congratulations to him.
So we had that whole KFC debacle last week.
Yes.
So Nando's has admitted to using McCann chips.
You know what? This pissed me off so much. Like, why are people hotting up Nando's? For using McCain chips.
I don't understand it.
They never said that
them
they
chips
used
are dry
chips.
Anyway. You
That's
have to
what
put peri peri all over that shit.
I don't understand. It's normal chips. They didn't say they grow the chips themselves.
I don't know.
So why are people coming for them?
I think people expected them to be chopping potatoes at the back.
Rotted,
like,
man.
Literally skinning
and
them.
And do it that quick. Like,
yeah.
God, give people a break. Literally. I was actually, when people were cutting them up, I was like, they use McCain chips and so.
Wow.
And your problem. Yeah. I don't understand what the problem is. Yeah. Like, what's wrong with McCain chips?
People were outraged. Like, people were tweeting.
When you go to,
like, oh, this is atrocious. Like, how dare they use McCann chips? I'm like, do you think they have some sort of peelers in the back?
Do you know what I mean? Like, what is this?
Like, this ain't...
I don't know why they thought it would be a natural thing. I don't understand why.
It either, but...
Is it because the chicken is on the grill? Because they see the chicken on the grill, so they probably think that everything is...
Obviously, you don't think that the chickens are killed, slaughtered in the back, so...
Like, what's happening here? Like,
this is...
No, they're hyping for no reason. Leave Nando's alone, man.
Yeah, for real.
Honestly...
So, Katie Price got a facelift.
Did she again?
What, she's had one before?
Doesn't her face has been lifting up from? Aww. You don't think she had a, maybe not a facelift, but she's been heavy on those Botox injections.
Yeah. And lip stuff.
Katie Price has enjoyed them, right?
Yeah.
She's been heavy on those. Like, she looks a
but
mess.
But my thing is, why would you need to get a facelift? Like,
she's
it's proper mad. Because
they look weird.
You know what? I actually, like, she just looks the same to me. I don't, I think sometimes these celebs, I think sometimes they just get paranoid.
Yeah,
and they
that's
think
what it is.
That they have wrinkles, but they actually don't.
That's what it is. It's paranoia, but, and it's being in the limelight like that. She feels she has to, because with her, I feel like when you get to a certain stage, remember she started off as a glamour model, isn't it?
Yeah.
So for her, it's like, her looks is her everything, and you're seeing younger people come up looking nice.
True,
and your hair,
true.
So you're just looking like, I need to do something.
No,
just
still,
acting desperate, man.
It's weird because you look so plastic. Like, you just don't look real anymore.
Like,
you just
I think she just, already she looked to me like she was on the verge of a mess. Like, I see her eyes can't open too tough. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, her eyes looking like it's down. I was like, rah, boy, like, what injections are you using? I feel like she's going to the Botox clinic every week.
Yeah.
And she needs to do every 2 months at least. Like, calm down.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
She's too much, honestly. Boy. And then the last one is... This one kind of... This one is a lot, you know.
What's this one?
So this one... Arsenal star Ainsley Maitland-Niles. I don't even know if you could pronounce it that way. You know what they say about double barrel names? But anyways, apparently his mum is homeless and living in a storage container. This guy is on grand.
Wow.
He gets 30 grand a week. How's your mum homeless?
Wow.
But then...
Wow.
I remember the times where I thought to put my mum out.
Wow.
Like, sometimes, yeah.
Like some dog.
You know what? You know certain mums, you know what? Everyone's going to chastise him for this. Oh, you're making grand and your mum is homeless. How do you live with yourself? But we don't know the backstory. Some mums are trash.
Are crazy. Some mums are actually crazy.
Like,
and we forget. We always chastise the father.
Yeah.
But we forget that some mums are terrible.
You don't know the deal with her.
Exactly.
She was probably taking his credit card, maxing it out. Getting drunk.
Doing
like,
the
some
most.
Some mums are actually
doing the most.
And there's been times where I've had arguments with my mom and I'm just like, boy, you know, the thought comes across like, if I ever make it, and you want to act up,
where will you be? Do you know what I mean?
You need to relax, innit? You need to fucking relax, bruv. Like, you want to be telling me to pick up my plates, you need to relax. 7 a.m. in the morning. You need to relax.
It's funny. Literally. No, but I get what you're saying 100%. And I think I was watching the film. You've seen the film I, Tonya, the one that's nominated for
Oscar. Oh, no, I haven't.
I was watching it a little bit the other day.
Yeah.
I can watch it at home.
Yeah.
So I was watching it a bit the other day, and the mum, so it's a real life story of this state and whatsoever.
Yeah.
And her mum was crazy.
Yeah.
Like
the
mum even threw a knife at her and it shook her arm.
The mum was a true story.
The mum was abusive. Wow. The mum was terrible. But I thought, you know what? Yeah, I'm glad they shined the light on that.
Yeah,
because
you
forget that some mothers
are trash,
do the most.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We always say that.
And she looks
that,
like it as well. When you watch the interview, you can tell she's rowdy. You probably.
Seriously.
I'm assuming she's rowdy. There's no, like, because I know how boys roll.
Yeah.
For them to have a problem with their mum is serious. It's rare.
Exactly.
It's rare for a boy. Your mum raised you and you're
happy like
with
this.
Her. She's living in a storage container, apparently.
Wow.
Like, a storage unit, sorry.
Is it?
So,
but you know that the mom could have been like on some crazy drugs. Right,
she could be on drugs.
Whereby
she could be on drugs. Even help her.
He said no.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't even know what the situation could be. It could have been a case where he actually tried to help her and she refused.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? So you just never know these stories, man.
That's
like,
what I'm saying, girl.
It's a madness. It's actually a madness, mm-hmm. man.
But that's not for this
that's
week.
I liked it. I liked it. I liked it.
Thank you, girl.
Thank you. So shall we get to the main gist?
Yeah, yeah? Let's do this.
Hmm. So today's main gist is about this whole obesity thing.
Hmm.
So we both come across this whole like big debatable topic. So I saw this, when was it? Last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I was literally going through my feeds on Twitter and I saw this young woman that was literally like, just had a whole big post and it was like saying, so coming at Cancer Research. So Cancer Research had the advertisement of obesity.
Mm.
I can't remember the whole actual headline, but I think it was something like obesity is one of the forms of cancer. But they didn't put all the words for obesity. They kind of cut a couple of words out.
Right.
So obviously, this woman took to Twitter. She obviously acted Cancer Research UK and was like, look, this is like diabolical.
Yeah.
Take this down. Like, you cannot be having this kind of content on here. How can you be telling people that, you know, obesity is also a link to cancer? Mm. And obviously it's caused a whole backlash of things.
Mm.
People are saying that, you know, they are for it, some are against it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big serious one. And obviously, yeah, it's a lot. So what do you think of this one? Because this one is fiery. This one is very fiery.
I am outraged.
Mm.
I'm outraged because I am sick.
If you see her, she does it in her head.
Death. Yes. Right now, I am putting my head up and I've got a lot of chicken head. I've got a lot of chicken head right now.
Mm-mm.
And I am sick to death of people linking like any illnesses or diseases to obesity.
Mm.
Obesity in itself is bad.
Yeah.
But do not link it to cancer. Why? Because talking from my perspective, in my demographic, the people that I've lost to cancer, I lost my uncle last year around May. I've lost my colleague. I've lost my friend.
Yeah.
Like, I've lost quite a lot of people to cancer. I've done the cancer run and everything. Course, do you know what I mean? Course, And when I look at it, and even like, you know, you hear stories, you see pictures, like my friend's friend recently just died. Beautiful, stunning girl. I'll show you the picture after the podcast. Beautiful, stunning girl. She was about 26.
Mm.
She should have been a model. She had an amazing body.
Wow.
Amazing. She looked like basically a smaller Naomi Campbell.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
So all these people like I see around me, they have been of normal weight. They've been of a quote unquote healthy weight.
Yes.
So I'm just like, okay, maybe it's my demographics, but I'm just like, how can you, when I've seen all these people die and they've been normal weight, how can you link cancer to obesity? My thing is, the whole bad thing about that is we need to remember we're in Britain.
Yes.
And a lot of people are very like, they're very naive and they're very stupid. I was just put it out there. And the thing is, when they see that advert, right?
Yeah.
Some people are going to sit there and be like, I'm not fat, so don't need to go and get a checkup.
Yeah.
Believe it or
that's
not.
That's true. That's very true.
Believe it. There's going to be a handful, especially up Yorkshire.
That's very true.
Them north sides where they're a bit... You know, the Brexiteers. Those people that will be like, oh yeah, we want the Africans out.
Yeah.
When it was Brexit. Those people are going to watch that damn advert and be like, oh, I'm not fat, so I don't need to go and get checked.
Yeah,
check
no, up. You're right.
So little
you're
things
right.
like, oh, my teeth is bleeding, or I've got blood in my stools, or I've got... They
they're
will literally
bypass it.
Bypass it because they'll be okay, I'm not fat, so... Don't need to go to the doctors and check myself. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Don't
That's
be
true.
Careful of linking obesity, especially the kids behind us as well.
Yeah.
Like, be
careful
of linking. Because also, anyone in school as well, it's going to have a really big, like, rampage of, you know, some kids are very naive and stupid as well. They'll go, oh, you're fat. You know, you can get cancer.
Yeah, that's silly stuff like that. Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then all these, like, I'm sorry, all these people that have, like, weight issues in regards to putting on weight, yeah?
Yeah.
They feel they want to put their 2p in and be like, oh, I'm glad I'm not fat. That's why I'm skinny. Blah, blah. Listen, bitch, you can still get cancer.
Exactly.
Because even when I was tweeting, when I saw it on Twitter, I was outraged. And I was tweeting about it and I was just like, you know, being skinny does not equate to health.
No, of course not.
To good health. Do you know what I
agree.
Mean?
I agree
girls
100%.
Are skinny. They've got thyroid problems. Yeah. They've got Graves' disease. They've got polycystic ovaries.
Yeah.
If you see them, they're slim.
That's
so
true. That's very, very true.
It's so rare for me to see a big... I don't think I've... In all honesty, I don't think I've ever seen...
Yeah.
Because I've got quite big friends as well. I don't think I've ever seen any one of them come to me and say, I've got this, you know, dire disease or, you know, condition, and it's been linked to my weight.
Yeah.
Even diabetes, that wears proper, like, that's born, that's, you can definitely get diabetes.
Yeah. No, I get that.
I don't have any friends, not one. And I've
but
got
are your
big
friends,
girls.
But you mean,
big girls.
No, but obese.
Obese.
Okay.
I'm obese.
Okay. No, you're not.
I've been to the doctor.
You're not.
And they've told me I'm close to overweight.
No,
but I'm obese.
No, but there's obese in the sense that when I see obese, I don't see obese is like for me. It's
that's
the one
for you, but the NHS guidelines.
Yeah. Okay. Fair
says
enough.
I'm obese and I'm size 14.
Do you get it? Consider a size 14 obese though. My obese for me is size 24. That's
thank
obese.
You. Thank you.
Do you get what I'm saying?
But then there's some girls that are size 24 and they're quite tall and you won't
clock
it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
People come in different shapes and sizes.
Definitely.
Sizes. That's why I don't agree with the whole
No, but
NHS
24
guideline.
Is even, I think is even more than that. I don't, so a size,
like,
a size 15, 16, 18,
you're going
18,
on
30, 20
size
is
36.
Yeah,
like, I think obesity should be linked to when it affects your mobility. You physically cannot get around. You physically cannot go to work.
Yeah, you are disabled.
Yeah.
No, but you know what it is, well, I think not even just that, it's your heart as well. It's your actual heart. Your heart is actually when you're carrying.
You can have heart problems and be slim.
Of course. But then it's more when you actually are like severely overweight. It's like when we're saying obese, your heart is suffering. Like
But imagine it has to be like the guy that just died recently on that reality show. He
Which
was
one?
Like 600. I don't know what there was a guy. Let me just quickly research it. But there was a guy that was he was like 600 pounds. I think is it 600 pounds? Let me see.
I'll
just type it in real quick. Sorry, guys.
No, don't worry, guys. Yeah, we're coming at you.
So, basically, there's a guy that was on this show. It's called My 600-Pound Life, And his name was Robert Butchell. And he died during the filming of his reality TV show.
Now,
600 pounds. Do you know what you have to do to get to 600 pounds?
That's crazy.
Like, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes
I don't know pounds and stuff, but that sounds a lot.
I know my weight is my own fault because sometimes I eat like a dog. And I have never reached 600 pounds.
600 pounds.
So for your heart to be really unhealthy, like, I used to be an asthma sufferer.
Yeah.
And because I just started going gym, like, every so often, I haven't had an asthma attack in, like, 4 years. It's coming up four years. They've even said to me, you know what, it might be gone.
Wow.
It's just little exercises.
Yeah.
You would look at me and be like, oh, that girl, she's unhealthy. But you don't know I go gym. You don't know I jog.
But the biggest thing, I wouldn't even look at you and say unhealthy. At all.
You'd be surprised.
I've seen unhealthy.
I've had people come up to me because of ignorance and come up to me and be like, I think that you should lose some weight. I've had bare people.
Nothing that's
aunties,
rude.
Uncles.
Guys tell me. Yeah.
I've had them tell me plain, like, I think you should lose weight. And then they'll go, because you can get ill and shit. And I'm like,
Anyone can
get ill.
Yeah.
I believe one is exempt.
No one's exempt from illness.
No
one is
but
exempt from illness.
But don't be linking the fact that I'm heavier than you.
To cancer.
Like, somebody tapped me. He said cancer. And I said, don't say that.
What?
Yeah, he told me straight up. He was like, that's what I'm saying. You got idiots like that.
Yeah, that will come and now, like, want to chastise
people. Do you know what I mean?
For their weight. I think, you know, when I first initially saw it, I was like, I get why.
You said you don't know, girl.
I don't get me wrong. No, I'm not gonna lie. At first, I wasn't sure. I was a bit like,
What are you not sure about?
I was unsure because I was thinking, okay, I get where the woman's coming from. But my point was, like, if someone is telling me they've done certain research, right. I'm not gonna say I believe every research because as well they tell you this leads to cancer, having too much tomato ketchup can give you cancer,
bananas,
wearing
this can give you
cancer. So every day with cancer, there's something different because they have no proper cure.
Yeah.
So what I was thinking to myself, okay, they've come from a scientific place. Right. I don't always believe in science, but they've had research to do with it.
Right.
And I thought to myself, okay, being when you are obese, obese, there is sometimes complications.
Of course.
I think we have to accept that. There is sometimes complications. But I wouldn't say ultimately, like you said, thin people get cancer.
Yeah.
Babies get cancer. Yeah. But I think it's a case of, I don't know if it's a case of, because I feel like this is, I don't know if it's new research or whatever.
For me, I feel like it's fat shaming because, you know, they've been on this, they've been on this this thing, like this journey of getting people to lose weight. Oh, five apples every day, five veg every day.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just so hell bent on getting people to lose weight, which I completely understand.
Yeah.
But like, still, I'm still seeing fat people functioning within society.
Of course,
nothing wrong with them.
Yeah, of course.
I think what needs to happen is people need to accept that we all come in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
And just because somebody's made a fucking guideline, we must not abide by it. For instance, I've got this I paid £130 for this Fitbit watch.
Yes.
In the illusion that 10,000 steps a day was going to help me lose weight, right? And that is what's been going around for years.
Wow.
Oh, the Heart Foundation says that if you do 10,000 a day, you can lose up to 30 pounds a month. Everybody, it's been gospel. The other day, somebody reported, 10,000 steps a day does not actually make you lose weight.
Is it? So
it's actually, you have to speed walk. So they did a test. They said people that walk, they put two people. So somebody that walked briskly, and it 10 minutes. And somebody that proper walk, made sure they did that 10,000 a day. That person lost weight, the one that did 10 minutes briskly.
That makes sense.
So now I've wasted my money for years. That's why we have to be careful on information.
Because they missed that little bit out.
As in Fitbit are going to lose their sales now because... Yeah. You cannot tell that, like, some Japanese man just apparently he didn't even do like proper research, he just assumed, he was just like, if you he was trying to get people he was trying to get people to be active and stuff, so he just made up a figure like 10,000 a day,
just 10,000.
When you go to
someone just made up the 10,000,
made it up, that's he didn't do no poor. Research, that's and all poor, these man. Heart Foundation companies are like, 10,000 a day,
half
an hour walk, bruv. I walk, mate. There's days I tell you, Shiv, you won't believe me. Sometimes I walk to Stratford to Upton Park.
That's good. That's 2 hours.
And I've not lost a single pound. Okay.
But you know what it is? When it comes to weight loss, it's about, you know what it is? Because I've been very much into like weight loss before as well.
Right.
And I feel like it's not just exercise. There's so many other things to do with it.
Yeah, of course.
It's knowing your body type. Because there's certain things that could work
for... Your metabolism might be slow. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to know your body type for
sure. But that's the thing. That's why I feel like we shouldn't abide by these NHS guidelines because I'm not being funny, but obviously when they do their tests, ain't no black people going for no testing.
What test?
Like, you know when they're doing their little senses of, if you have... If you're X and your X weight and your BMI is this much, then that means you're obese.
No, but black people are going for it, you know, because they told black people that Asian and black community, we've got the highest diabetes rate.
Of course.
For stuff like that, because of our
reason why we've got the highest diabetes weight is because we don't go for like stuff like when they're doing counts and statistics and all that.
No, but they must have that in there.
I don't think so because
our food is more. They know that with our cooking, our cooking with Asian
and palm oil and sugar,
even like Caribbean as well. We do a lot of
naturally,
oil.
Naturally, our bone density is more than the Europeans.
Okay,
there's some parts of us that is more. Even when you listen, I've been a size 12 and I was still chunky.
People
are still calling me meaty because it's and size 12 is the average.
That's fine, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
I thought it's down to genetics, and I know people are gonna cuss me for this because
no.
I've seen some people shade me on the TL on Twitter, like, don't blame weight gain to your. But if you grass every
sometimes
day,
it is down
and the
to
weight
genetics.
Is not coming off.
I agree 100%.
Like, no, what do you do?
For instance, like you said, it is not always about what you've consumed, because I know people who don't overeat, they exercise regularly,
yeah.
but but that's just their body structure. Yep, yep. And I think for that, we have to comprehend that. Mm-hmm, and I think that we shouldn't disregard that. Like, yeah. Some people, for them, that's genetics. Mm-hmm. Throughout their whole family, that's how their body is built. Mm-hmm, do you know what I mean? And I think we should actually take that into account when we're saying all this kind of stuff. It's for those that are not, it's not genetics, it's just naturally, they're just consuming more. For those people, then that's why I think we should actually try to look at things from different perspectives and not just cut it as one. If you're this size, is that, because there's so many other things to it, do you know what I mean? Because there's some people, and if, like you said before, there's people who are slim who are not, they're not healthy.
Like for you, for instance, Shiv, you're slim, but if you put a European girl next to you, you have a bigger butt,
exactly,
you have bigger boobs,
exactly,
do you know what I mean?
Your you're body structure fuller, is different,
but you're the same size, whatever size you are, she's the same, exactly the same size as you, but your bodies are different
shapes.
And it's also like, I believe 100%, it's also based on diet. So
definitely.
I reckon if I was in Ghana, because my body is accustomed, or I don't know how to, the proper scientific term for this, but you know in different countries, in certain countries, you eat certain foods, and that is made for you, not made for you, but that is what your body
is
can digest.
For instance,
I feel like African bodies cannot digest complex carbs such as rice. Not rice, but what other stuff do we eat? Like chips and stuff.
English food.
It has a very, like,
it's a different kind of mannerism to it. Like,
because when I go to Ghana, I'm slim. Why?
There's sun.
I'm getting food from the ground.
Yeah,
and that's because
proper
of
proper food.
I think it links to blood and bones.
There's a lot of things.
Certain countries, they only live on seeds. Like,
And that's what's okay, they're maintaining on that.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
So that's why probably my body's having an adverse reaction to English food. Like, this is not... Like, you're African.
What do we do with this shit?
So I'm storing more energy than I need to. So that's why I hate when people have these guidelines and it spreads across.
Yeah, you have... It's deeper than that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is deeper than that. And I agree. And I feel like people have to know their body structure and everything as well.
Yeah, for real.
I feel like as well that... Like, when it comes to weight loss, there's certain things that, you know, you have
and
to take into
thing,
account.
And another thing, you know, some personal trainers, they have to take your blood test.
Yeah.
To see what food you eat.
Yeah.
So I was scared, I'm not going to lie, because when they said, because I think I'm blood type A.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, if you're blood type A, you're not supposed to eat meat. And that's
not
how you lose weight. Yeah.
Is it?
So me and my friend, we were like, oh my God, we're both A.
Yeah.
And then there's
I think
O, if you're O, then you consume meat. And that was what. So that's another thing as well.
Wow.
Down to your blood type is how you lose weight.
Exactly.
So if you're not eating the right thing, so say for instance, I find out I'm supposed to be living on leaves and shit, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Mate. I love carbs and you know.
But that's the thing, isn't it? Like, that's the thing. I think if people... the thing is, you've actually done the research. Do you know what I mean? There's those that they're not doing any kind of research like that. They're just sitting there and being like, okay, I'm just going to...
I'm going to keep
doing that. And for those people, I think those are the ones we should be challenging in the sense that, okay, be aware of what's happening. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like, I know people would have taken offense to the obesity thing because, of course, it's going to be a lot. But even look how much times they attack smokers. Every day. There's some people,
I know.
I get it, they're addicted. They're addicted to smoking.
True.
And every day they have to face I'm gonna, people come to them, you're gonna die of cancer, why are you smoking? And for them, that's the advice.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? How do we just dispute that and not say about
that?
There's
some
as well.
People that have been smoking for like 6 years and they didn't get cancer, you know.
Exactly.
That's
Dot Cotton has been smoking for 70 years. She's 90. She's been smoking for 30 years.
And she's still alive.
She smoked during her pregnancy.
Look how good she looks.
And she's 91.
She's been smoking. That is mad.
And I feel like, you know, for some people, because like, me and mum have read some certain stuff like about this, because my dad smokes, isn't it? He's been smoking for time. Yeah.
Wow.
He was smoking for time. And me and mum have been like, raw, like, this guy is a real smoker, isn't it?
Right.
We're like to the point whereby we feel like if he was to now stop, like, there's something now that is so indoctrinated in his body, if he was to stop, he could probably get something. Yeah. More like, because the way he's been doing it for so long that you take that thing away.
But how about if he doesn't get cancer? Then what? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there are people that exist that they've smoked all
and they never
their lives never got cancer.
Exactly.
That's why I feel like, I personally feel like cancer is linked to food. And I know that's going to be controversial.
Yeah. No, I don't feel think like, that's controversial at all.
Yeah, because I feel like there's certain foods that some cancer sufferers are eating or consuming that is linked to their cancer. So for instance, I feel like things like tinned food.
In the tin. They say plastic. What, your food coming in plastic?
Trust me.
And they say also, like, there's all different kind of things. Trust me. My cousin, she's undergoing, like, chemo and stuff at the moment. And she said to me, she's gone natural now. She's like, nah, everything has to be vegan. Like, vegan.
Because
she goes to me that now that she's realised on research, she goes, the milk, even milk estrogen, is giving you stuff like this. So there's many different hormones in the meat,
antibiotics they put in the meat,
all the stuff that they're putting in, and these kind of things they're not letting us know about that. Those little secret things that they're putting in stuff, whereby you know what they're putting in our foods, bruv. Like, what are we eating? Do you know what I mean? So we need to be clear of what kind of foods we're eating. Even the plants that they're giving us, they're probably spraying it with pesticides and stuff like that.
That's
those kind of things,
those
kind of things are not helping. Do you know what I mean? But I feel like it's a case of, like, obviously cancer research, they do know their research all the time, but they come up with different things all the time.
I don't think they know.
They don't know.
And I feel like they probably owe, like, some sort of pledge to the food standard agency, the food industry, to not say much. Because they know it's in food.
Yeah,
it's food.
Definitely.
It's 100% food.
Yeah, and plastics,
I feel like,
as well.
Yeah, I feel like cancer sufferers, they've consumed something over the years that has had something in them and it's reacted in their body.
Is it?
Yes, there's something that somebody, we're all eating,
because
it's like, yeah, that has had, like, a bad effect on our bodies and it's turned into cancerous cells.
Wow.
That's what I believe.
Wow. I think it can happen.
If you're somebody that loves sardines, believe it or not, there's people out there that they love sardines. They bang it out every day, and imagine that there's mercury, there's all types of chemicals in that
place.
But if I don't consume sardines, I won't get cancer.
Yeah,
but then
it's
we
mad.
Would be in the same area, same place, whatever. You know,
it's crazy because, you know what the craziest thing is? Somebody can live, like we were saying before, a completely 100% healthy life.
I'm telling
That's why it's weird. Even if they're vegan or whatever, like, I don't think anybody is exempt. Like we said before, no one's, and it's a case of
that's
just
why I'm outraged.
It's mad. I think for me at the time, I was a bit like, and I hear your argument 100% now. I can't lie to you. I hear your argument because I was a bit like, okay, no. Because I was thinking, I do know that, like, excessive weight can cause problems. Do you know what I mean?
So in general, that's a condition in itself.
Exactly.
Like,
and I feel like as well, they probably came at it because, like, with obesity now, like, I think there's a couple of things that's causing the NHS to suffer, in a sense that we can't, obviously there's so much people already in the country, we're taking in people that don't pay taxes, like me and you, we pay our taxes. So regardless, if we go to, because I always say NHS is free, but it's not free.
It's not.
Because for me and you, it's not free, because we pay out of our taxes every day. Like, do you know what I mean? So if I go to my doctor, I expect to be treated because I don't pay you physically like an American would, but I pay you my taxes, man.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, I don't always see it as a free thing, but I feel like, obviously, a lot of people, that's one thing why it's suffocating, because there's so much people and some people that's not even paying that money. There's so many people there. That's number one. And number two, I feel like this is very debatable. I'm gonna go there. I feel there's a few things making the NHS suffer. Number two, I think the diabetes rate has gone up.
Right. But you can get skinny. You can be skinny and
That's not to do with anything. That's just to do with diabetes. Is whatever.
Yeah.
I think obesity is one of the things as well.
Okay.
As in people doing gastric band surgeries on NHS. Bare people are doing it at the moment.
Fair enough.
Number four, I also think.
I agree.
This one's even more controversial. I also think transgender on the NHS.
Girl, that's another subject topic.
I think those things there.
That is another.
Mate.
Do you know what, I get it, and I'm just like, I don't get it. Because at the same time, I'm not being funny, but I'd love a tummy tuck, I'd love. But for me to go and sit in the doctor's office and be like, I need this tummy tuck. I don't know, because they will argue, it's debatable, because they will argue and say, this is a mental thing, they feel like they're born in the wrong body.
Yeah,
I feel like I was born in the wrong body.
Yeah, I feel like
I was supposed to be slim. Do you know what I mean?
So I can go there. There's certain things I could say that I didn't think I would be like this.
So I can go there and say, you know,
right.
Genetically, look at all my family, like they're all slim. I'm the only one that's quite big. So I can go there and say, look, it's affecting my health, it's affecting my mental health, and blah, blah. I know they're not going to say, I know it's not the same, they're going to chat, and I know I'm going to get condemned for this, because obviously transgender is a whole thing, but I'm sorry, but India Willoughby, she got her reassignment on the NHS, and I'm just like sorry, if you know, okay, cool, I want to transform, I feel like that should come out of your own
money. Not, funny. Not to be rude, why should it come out like, exactly,
and you, and they can't even fix certain things, like I've got like a keloid scar, they can't fix it
because
of people like you.
Wow, they won't fix that. They won't do that.
Keloid scar is not even that much. It's probably like 9 bills or something. Well, probably my keloid.
But you can't do it on the NHS.
I can't do it on the NHS because they're like, oh, it's what do they say? They said it's vanity. It's vanity purposes.
Is it?
And I'm like,
so I had a keloid on my ear when I got this piece.
Yeah.
I did a weird piercing, but I had to take it out and it went down. Because I was thinking, do I need to get it removed?
Literally.
Do you know what I mean? But they won't remove it now.
I'm literally going to fight for this keloid because I've heard people get breast surgery on the NHS. Gender reassignment on the NHS. Like, and I just feel like, okay, I don't mind if everybody's getting a fair...
If I
can go in there and say I want a tummy tuck, then because at the end of the day, I get it. We are paying taxes.
India
Willoughby does deserve to get reassignment surgery because she has been a journalist for years. I can't remember her original name. Was it Simon Willoughby? She has been working as a journalist for years. So I'm assuming she's been paying her taxes and stuff.
Should.
If she wants surgery, she should.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
But don't turn me
down for that.
For keloids.
Yeah,
because keloids
is
tiny.
I don't think that should be turned away at all.
And also my knee as well. I've got a problem with my knee where on the left side the cartilage has fully eroded.
Wow.
And these people don't want to do surgery.
Is it? They're so tight. That's the thing.
I'm in chronic pain every day.
No, that needs to be sorted.
I've gotten so used to it that people don't even know that I suffer every day with this pain.
But the
NHS don't want to do that for me. But you want to do it for a transgender. Like, that's not
fair. Exactly, that's not fair at all.
Like, that's not... I know it's causing them mental pain, but mine is physical pain.
But yours is physical pain!
You're
gonna have to go there and literally on the floor. Like, put one leg on the floor, like knee down, or one leg, and be like, I'm not moving until I be seen.
Literally.
Like, you've got to do mad things enough because they won't take notice. Do you know what I mean? If you come and be like, oh yeah, I'm alright, you're still walking. Yeah, I'm still walking. All right.
These people want me to
walk out. Walk out of my office then, please. Like, they're ready to walk you out. But if you come there one leg down, like so, I'll be putting one knee on the floor. One knee on the floor like that, they'll be like, all right, cool, she's not moving. Those transgender people, they fight. They go there every day. They fight. They've been fighting. They've been fighting for time. Like, I'm not happy. And they keep going back again and again.
I'm not going to lie, because even recently I've had my wisdom tooth is impacted. I've got bare shit wrong with me. Why am I still alive, please?
God's grace.
I've got a tooth impacted and it's pushing against my molar. I've got a bit of a lisp.
Yeah.
And it's pushing against my molar.
Is it still hurting?
Yeah, I'm still in pain. These people don't want to do it because... there's no money. Do you know what I mean? And it's just like...
yeah, and teeth,
When does it stop? Like, okay, you can get all these people, you can get all this surgery on the NHS, but simple tooth pain that is causing me havoc.
Do you know what I mean?
I had to lose a day's work. I lost money because I had to stay at home because I was like, I can't, it's unbearable.
Agony.
I wasn't concentrating.
Yeah, teeth is agony. Like, it's...
do you know what I mean? Like, if I'm paying taxes, like, you need to remove this damn teeth. And I've been going, you know, I've spent £100. Like, I haven't finished. They still need to retract it. They said, I still need to pay.
Oh, so you have to do it privately anyway. You have to pay for it. Like, it was NHS, but I still have to pay.
I'm on this Van B or whatever.
Yeah,
and
I still have
to pay for it. So I just feel like, okay, why am I paying all these taxes when
there's
no benefits for me?
Like, come on.
And I'm sorry, people that don't work shouldn't even get fucking free medication or
that's what they're arguing about, isn't it? That's another
topic. Sorry, if you're ill and you're disabled, that's fine.
Oh, you've got kids,
that's fine. Mm. But if you are fully able to work.
Yeah, like, what's happening?
And you're just sitting on benefits.
Yeah, for real.
You should not pay for your prescription. Mate. Why should I have to pay? That's why I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I take H.
Of course I do.
I go to
an unknown pharmacy and they say to you, do, are you on benefits? I said, yes. Yes, I am. And I just signed my name there. I said to my mum, do I'm the same paying. As me. I said, nah.
I'm not paying. I don't give a shit.
I don't pay. I don't want to pay. You know how much it is? It's like £8 plus. You can be paying like
£8.
You could be paying £20.
My antibiotics was £13.
Like, no.
I'm not paying that. I've just paid to see two dentists. They've charged me £20 something each.
Wow, just to see
and
them.
And then I've got to get a filling. That's £37. Wow. And I've got to get my wisdom tooth removed. That's £50.
Are you kidding
me?
That's
literally
crazy.
It's crazy. And it's going up and up and up and up and up. And you want me to pay for medication on top of that?
No,
no, I'm stealing. Yeah. Rob this England. Rob this England. Rob it.
She said rob this.
Rob this England. How dare you? How dare you ask me to pay for my prescription?
No,
how
for
dare
real.
You?
For real. Babe, I'll move you 110% because I don't pay for nothing. Since I've not been getting away with it. I say, I'll get away with it. And if they ask me, oh, how old are you? Because sometimes they say, oh, how old are you? I say, I'm 21. I just told them, yeah. I say, okay.
You're brave.
I'm brave. I make
you
sure
do
before,
the 16,
I make
17,
sure,
18
I,
one.
Sometimes.
Oh, my God.
I make sure I count back. I count back correctly. So if they told me what's your bit of birth, I have it for them. 1996.
Wow.
I'll tell them quickly, yeah, for real.
You're brave.
So they know what time. Because I haven't got time. I've got to have no makeup. I've got to with like looking, like, with jogging bottoms on. Listen, I ain't ramping.
True, you know, you can't be looking too glamorous.
Listen, my cream that I use for eczema costs £8.
Imagine.
Exactly.
Why?
So imagine. And that's
something you can't control.
It's like, that's not a prescription.
Why should
£8?
You pay?
Leave me
it's
alone.
It's not right.
Leave me alone.
Rob this England, man.
I'm telling you. So, honestly. But yeah, you know what? I'm glad I spoke to you about it because I feel like you've given me a bit of clarity into it as well. Because I was a bit like, And I feel like you've actually cleared up some stuff.
Yeah.
Because you're right. Like, anyone can get cancer regardless. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Regardless of that. And I agree with what you're saying. I actually believe that, you know, we have to consider that people are not always big just because they're big. There's other actual things to
thyroid.
It. Do you know what I mean? There's actual
that one
things.
Is deep.
Yeah,
thyroid,
for real.
If you get it, polycystic ovaries, if you get it, you're pissed. Because you're just, that weight is just never coming off.
Seriously.
It's thyroid.
What is that? What is that?
That slows your metabolism.
Oh, yeah. My mum's got that. She's got overactive or underactive.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And that one, I know one girl, she can never lose. You can be eating oxygen.
Wow.
And you would never. So I said, even when some people have confronted me about it, I said, you don't know my situation.
So you can't
assume that I'm big because I felt like being big.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
There's so many factors. I can't run because of my knee.
Yeah.
I previously had, like, I've just had so many hurdles in life.
I mean,
the first one was asthma. Where was I running to, please? Asthma attack, bruv. So that's what made me gain the weight in the first place.
Oh my god.
Then when I got to
late
teens, my knee.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I've just had all these, and you don't know what somebody's going through. Somebody's got thyroid, somebody's got all these diseases.
You have to just be.
And they're big, and there's nothing they can do about it.
For real, man.
I told him about himself. I was like, listen, don't go around telling people lose weight because they could be on their
last.
Exactly. And want to kill themselves because they're like, too many people have told me I'm fat, I'm just done, I'm just going to kill myself because I've done everything, and you know.
Wow.
I mean, thank God I've got an amazing mother. But, you know,
bring it back, girl.
I've got
bring
an
it
amazing
back.
Mother that's just told me. She's always said, you know, there's people come in all shapes and sizes, and she's the one that told me about that whole thing. Like the census, they only check European people, and that's their body shape. So if that's their size, I'm not being funny, yeah. No disrespect to like non-blacks, but when a black person is size 18, and a non-black is size 18. There is a big difference. The black woman, naturally looks more slender
than
like a Caucasian or Asian.
Because
we store
it
differently.
In different places.
We store
it
in our ass, we store it in our breasts.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you know what I mean?
True,
so my mum's the one that pointed that out, like, don't be sad that you're not slim because that's the way God created you. And, you know,
for real.
Man's shit is another man's treasure. Ain't nobody, it's not everybody that wants slim girl.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
Want meat.
It's very true.
You know,
no, it's very, very,
you know,
very true.
No money for blankets.
I agree. And,
you
know, don't sell people that are slim.
Just,
do you know what I mean?
You don't want to be
so, it's so diabolical whereby a thin person can get offended. Do you know what I mean? stiff things are these days.
Yeah, I know. It's true. It's all love, though.
There's some stiff people that they want to put on a little bit of weight at the time.
That's another thing. That's why I'm very careful. I would never, ever, ever in my life go to a slim girl, because I've seen some really slim girls.
Yeah.
I never go to them and say, oh, you know, could you put on a bit of weight? You don't know what that person is going through.
Jareen, people have told me, like, my cousin one time said to me, Siobhan, like, you're getting too small. Like, are you looking...
at a normal weight?
No, but she was like, I think at this point, I remember one time I was a little bit more small than I am now. She was like, your head looks big. Like, you're looking for and you get a lollipop look. Is that the look you're going for? And I was like, people have it in different struggles in different ways. Like when Nicki Minaj was like, fuck you skinny bitches
but
in
she
the
used to
club.
Be skinny, what's she
and
talking about?
Like, okay.
Excuse me, Nicki Minaj. Did you not pay money to go and put shit in your bum?
You know, this is the representation.
Did you see her before she had her bum?
Yeah, I know.
She had no ass. That was an ironing board.
Exactly. I just showed a picture of her with her leg up in the air. See that picture of her leg up in the air?
No, I haven't. She was skinny as hell. How are you gonna turn around? That's like me losing weight and starting to cuss fat people and be like, I'm living this life now.
That's what she'd be doing. I feel like, I don't feel people should attack big people at all. Because I always say, you never know someone's situation.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't know. You don't know how people are trying to lose weight. Mm. For me, I think personally, if it's like overtly obese.
Yes.
That's what I'm like.
To the point where you can't move.
To the point, you're breathing, you can't, like, do you know what? For me, then I'm like, okay, come on, like, do you know what I mean? And I know sometimes I can even be extra, but my nephew, he's quite big, and I'm always like, Corey, because I know the way my parents, I know the way my brother
has fed him to the point where it's ridiculous.
Like,
but he'll lose it quick because he's a boy.
I hope so, because the way he goes, the way he eats, and for me, I'm the only person that's like, guys, stop. And I'm not because I don't mind him being a little bit
chunky.
But it's just for me, I'm just thinking about his heart. He already has heart problems already.
No.
So I'm like, at that age, you know what I mean? So for me, because when he was younger, they used to give him, every time, Corey will have seconds. And I'd be like, you don't need to give him seconds. And he'll have seconds when he knows he's not hungry. But mentally, he's now used to having a second portion. Right. He's now used to having ice cream, like big ice cream afterwards. And so now I look at him, I see him eating. He can't even cope. But for him, it's the idea of, I must clear my plate, because if I don't clear my plate, I'm in trouble.
Parents need to stop that. That's like, one thing that we need to stop. Oh, finish everything on your plate, otherwise you can't watch TV.
Yeah, like all that kind of stuff. Right. It's like, you get the mentality of, I have to finish everything on my plate.
It's bad.
Even don't take as much, take what you can eat.
I've had to stop myself because I'm like...
And the same, you don't want to waste food as well.
It's true.
At the same time, you have the mentality of, I know people who don't have food. Because we've been brought up on, people don't have food, and we get it more than anybody.
You're right.
We get it. So we're like, we know people don't have food, so we have to make sure that we eat food. Do you know what I mean? When my mom cooks food, and it goes to waste, I'm so upset. Because I said to her, my personal time, do not overly cook food. My dad would cook a whole pot of dumplings, a whole pot of yam, and it's like, there's not that many of us that's going to be eating yam and dumplings every time like this. So cook what's manageable, and then it goes to waste, because I'm not always going to eat loads of dumplings like that. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So for me, it's a case where we have to just know how to manage certain things. So I'm always like, you know, just be careful with my nephew's portion sizes. Because I don't want to be...
very important.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I regret. I'm not going to lie. Like, obviously my mum worked, innit? So she wasn't really here to kind of like... you know, police my eating. That's one thing that I wish that I had, like, for her to give me the portions, because I didn't know. I've even got friends that eat out of the pot.
Is it?
Like, because they don't even know plates. Their mum's gone, and they just put the stew in the pot, and they eat rice, and they bang it.
It's like, what they put
just with the right rice pot. And it's like, that could have been me, like, because I used to eat, like, you know, like a normal plate, but I used to eat rice all over it.
Wow, only until
I educated myself when I did A-level science, when I realised that, like, I'm eating a lot of rice and I'm not clocking. Mm. Rice is a... Listen, like, rice is black a people, killer. Rice is a side.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a main. It's not a main, you know.
It's a side. It's your hand.
I don't even think it's just black people. I think in other cultures, more like, it's Asian.
Oh, Asians as well.
Yeah, because Chinese people, they have their rice. Chinese people, they live on rice. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They live on that fried rice. They
but Chinese people... And you know Indian. What? Chinese people are actually quite healthy because they sell us the bullshit, but they eat very well.
Yeah, because they eat the plain rice. Yeah. And plus, even nothing.
Exactly. Plus, they have a lot of veg-based meals.
Yes, they
a lot.
Do.
But
they
I know
do.
Straight
they
Asians
do.
And blacks, yeah, bruh. Mm. It's just stew and straight rice. Yeah, you're lucky if you get salad. Yeah. Like, it's not
true,
common.
It's true. It's
do you know
true,
what I mean?
True,
so, yeah, that's only... Yeah, that's the only thing that I really like. Oh, I wish my mom was there to like put food out. So I get where you're going with your cousin, with your nephew because it will have an effect on him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in that sense, yeah, if you're coming from that standpoint, don't leave little old me out of your mouth because I'm only size 14. I don't think that's
I
don't think that's mad.
Size 14 is not mad at all.
And trust
I think
me.
Anybody that's I have to slap them. Because for me, I find it so offensive. Like,
yeah.
I don't.
Can you imagine me?
Yeah, no, I find it very
and
offensive.
And the sad thing is, when I was a size 12, I still got told to lose weight.
That's disgusting.
And it's like.
So what? Should everyone, they want everyone to be size 8, size 6?
Yeah, I still got told to lose weight. So it got to the point where I was like, fuck it. And I put the weight back on because I was like, if I'm going to be size 12, I'm killing my. Bear in mind, I'm living on salads
to be
this size 12. Yeah. If I'm going to live on salads and people are still calling me fat, what the fuck is the point?
Yeah,
I might as well eat what I like. And then, do you know?
And live your
and
life.
And live my life.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I know
yeah.
tomorrow if I die, I know I had a juicy
burger. A nice meal.
The night before. Like, I'll be pissed if
a
I...
A nice meal, like, yeah. No,
anyhow,
I think
I go to heaven and the last meal I had was a salad. I swear that, like... I'm like, Jesus, really, right now?
That's the thing.
You could leave me down there.
I like you're saying, like, you know what, you're actually right. Because my brother, he's very slim. My brother eats disgusting.
Imagine.
Disgusting.
Same as mine, my little brother.
Yeah, it's so disgusting, whereby he's got some serious stomach problems. Like, serious stomach problems.
But he's slim, right?
But he's slim.
And he will never go to the doctor.
And the thing is, he goes to the doctor and they've told him, like, your stomach is... atrocious.
Wow.
Please change. But looking at him from the outside, you're saying,
looks amazing.
This guy is fine.
Right.
But we, as we know, because we see what he does in the house, we see how he cooks up his dinner, is disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, when I say grease, I put every day.
Oh my God.
My mom will cook nice home meals. Nice seasoned rice. Like, the food is good, isn't it? And you know, obviously, home cooking is obviously better than takeout or whatever.
Yeah.
You'll get some greasy... I'm not saying once in a while, fine. But it's every day. Every day, fry.
Wow.
My mom will cook a roast chicken. Believe the guy will take the roast chicken and fry
You're
it again.
You're lying.
He will take the roast
That's
and
a heart
fry
attack.
It again.
That is a heart attack.
I'm telling you.
With my brother, he's more so like, he gets no nutrition. Like, I know he has no veg on.
And
he can literally survive on crisps, sweets. Like, you know those people that just bang out food, but then there's no nutrition.
That's
what I'm scared. And if you see Junior, he's skinny. We call him Lampos.
Yeah, I know.
My uncle goes, he's long.
Yeah.
Not even too long.
For real. Honestly.
Because, like, he's just bare slim, but when you look at him, you think he doesn't eat.
That's what
he can eat. He, you know, Celebrations box.
Yeah,
he can eat that in one go.
Wow.
Me, I'll be taking like a month. He's taking small.
Do you know what I mean,
bruh? And it sticks to my thighs forever.
Wow.
But he can eat that. He bangs it.
Some
my mom used to hide them.
Farts.
Yeah.
Mama has everything. My mama comes out, everything is hidden. Everything. So she forgets where she hides it.
Oh,
so like,
that's
where's,
what my mom
where's
does.
The crisps? She's like, I don't know. She hid it so hard. Her hiding skills are so well. We'll find it 7 months later.
Oh,
honestly, so annoying. But because he's eating is so crazy, we have to hide stuff. We have to put
that's
notes
a mazza.
On. Madness.
Wow.
So yeah, guys, man, it's peak out here. But I'm glad we had this conversation because I feel like I've got more of an understanding.
Yeah. Same.
You know I mean?
And from vice versa.
Yeah.
I've got an understanding from the slim gal. slim gal, you got a thingy perspective.
But my head is big.
Your head is big.
Yeah, I've got a big head.
Ah. But I've got a big head too.
No, no, I've got a big head.
No, but I've got a big head
no,
too.
No, I've got my head is bigger as than in yours.
Certain wigs don't fit me.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I've got a big head.
It's because I got a big body, so you can't clock it. But if I lose weight, I'll have a lollipop head.
No, I don't think. I feel your head, your face is nice and like straight and strong.
No, bruv, my face is very round.
No, it's not that round. You know. Come on. I've seen basketball heads. Your head's
literally,
not basketball.
Literally, like, as in, I can't just go to the shop and just buy a wig. Like,
wait.
It won't fit. No, real talks. I can't even. You see me, I don't even wear hats. Have you ever seen me wear
hats? I haven't worn a hat either.
They don't fit.
I've got one hat that I love and I wish I could wear it. And the way I'm trying to squish my head in it,
it
don't fit my head.
Trust me, girl.
You know, people at work, they even measure my head. They said, wrong head's a big boy.
No way.
Yeah. Some of the boys at work, they actually take the piss. They're like, they measure my head, like, yeah, you've
I
got a fat
wear
head.
No new era cap. No way. I was on the last thing and didn't fit.
One day we will wear new era. They will say
maybe we should bring out our own hat line
for big heads. In it.
Yeah, for real.
Nah, it's that time.
In the pipeline. In the pipeline.
Okay, but thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. Thank you very much. And you got anything else to say before we shout out?
Obviously, follow us.
Follow us on Twitter. Yes.
My Twitter handle is GRTabasco, all one word.
Yep.
What about you?
And mine is Siobhan_Watson. Everything is the same. So yeah, follow me, Siobhan Watson. Mm. I think even if you put us into Google, you're able to find our stuff. Yeah. 100. So you'll find us anyway. So
yeah,
so we'll come at you next time, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Au revoir.
Bye.
Bye.